Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. The Rolling Stones are such an enigma. Their longevity, musical prowess, bad boy image, even at this late date, and just their overall immense effect on our culture and music is really quite amazing. To look at their catalog of musical achievements and influence is a full-time undertaking. So today we'll just pick one song out of the cosmos, literally. That song, 2,000 Light Years From Home. It comes to us from the Stones' 1967 Satanic Majesty's Request album. Certainly not their best work, but in their defense, much was going on during these times. Keith and Brian and Mick would show up with their individual posses in tow. That's a lot of work. And that's when they showed up at all. Court appearances conflicted with schedules. Andrew Log Oldham, their manager and producer, had been unhappy with the boys' lack of serious focus. And then the drug bust hadn't helped either. So finally, he quit the Stones altogether, leaving them to produce this album on their own. Jagger's admitted this was not their best work. Keith and Mick had been arrested and then convicted on drug charges and given quite heavy sentences. Mick got 3 months for possession of 4 over-the-counter pep pills he'd purchased in Italy. Keith's sentence was overturned, and Jagger's was amended. He ended up spending one night in Brixton Prison, where it's said that he wrote the words to 2,000 Light Years From Home. Feeling a bit out of sorts and far from home, maybe? Hard to say, but the song certainly symbolizes the album's attempt at far-reaching anti-Sergeant Pepper sentiment. So today, here's the Stones and 2,000 Light Years From Home on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Thank you.
the Rolling Stones on Yeah Baby Tunes with 2,000 Light Years from Home, from Satanic Majesty's Request, which is a play on words that appear on the British passport, Her Britannic Majesty Requests and Requires. It's the cooperation and protection phrasing thing, you know. The opening lyrics are kind of interesting, too. Sun turning round with graceful motion, we're setting off with soft explosion, bound for a star with fiery oceans. Oh, so very lonely, you're 100 light years from home. 1967 space exploration was certainly on a critical climb, and the thought that the Stones were trying to out Sgt. Pepper's the Beatles certainly did not go unnoticed. The psychedelic feel with the album certainly fit with the times. They recorded this during the Summer of Love. And the use of the Mellotron and the Moog synthesizer were something new for the Stones as well. It turned out to be their only self-produced album. 2,000 Light Years from Home was released as the flip side of She's a Rainbow, and they started doing it in concerts on the Steel Wheels tour in 1989. They turned to Jimmy Miller to produce after this experiment and somehow have been able to muddle onward. Imagine that. The Rolling Stones, 2,000 Light Years from Home. I've always liked the song myself. Thought it was kind of an interesting change, but I guess I'm glad they didn't stay in that genre. It's only rock and roll, baby, but I think we all like it. That's tunes for now. See you on Facebook and here on the web, and tweet, tweet, baby. I'm Mitch Michaels. Be back next time for another Yeah, Baby Tunes.